And before we bring in Mike Kazi, of course, I have to do one thing. I just have to play the nail in the coffin.
Left to center field. Betts back. Turning. Looking. See ya. Two-run home run into Monument Park. And the Yankees lead 9-6.
All right. Now, the reason I played that home run is the teams have been struggling back and forth, Mike, all night long. Each one getting a one-run lead and each one having a chance to get up to like a three-run lead. And nobody could do that until that home run. And that basically sealed it where the Yankees could bring in their reliever and not worry about it at the end.
Hello? No idea. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, no. You know, the Yankees took a lead. Boston took a one-run lead. The Yankees would take a run-run lead. They both would have runners in scoring positions to take, you know, bigger leads with one out. And neither could do it up until the bottom of the eighth inning when the Yankees pulled ahead by three runs.
That's cool.
Yeah. So they're now a game up.
That's nice.
And a tale of two cities. The Mets bet out of order and lose the game by one run that they lost.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's unheard of. They're blaming a computer error.
There's no computer error. There's a lineup that you have.
Is an ineptness of an organization. Somebody should be fired today for that.
Yeah, it did cost them the game.
Well, could have. You never know. It's a different baseball. It's a different game, depending on what the scores is. But the Mets, they are a laughing stock. I mean, you don't know which organization's worse, the Jets, the Mets, or the Knicks. I mean, and it's New York. And you have three of the worst teams in their respective sports playing. It's just a joke. Just when you think things can't get worse for the Mets, they find another way to embarrass themselves.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
If anybody goes watch the Mets play, I have a doctor you can speak to. Because why do you even waste your time and money?
Yeah, I was reading a column about the Mets, that the reason they sent him to Cincinnati...
Because nobody else would take him.
Well, no, on more of a revenge thing also, that there's no nightlife in Cincinnati. And it was Sandy Alderson's way of getting back at Matt Harvey.
Well, that's true. I mean, there is nightlife, but it's not New York.
It's a lot more dangerous to go out to Cincinnati, believe it or not, than it is in New York.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, in the places that Matt Harvey would go? Yes, it is.
Where does he go? To opium dens?
No. But I mean, in New York, he has his choice of nice places. Cincinnati doesn't have that many nice districts.
I don't know. I've been to Cincinnati. Cincinnati's not a bad little town.
There's
a lot of places in Cincinnati I'd sooner sit in the street at night than New York, trust me.
All right. Well, anyways.
Every city you go to has a bad neighborhood. New York outnumbers it because of its size. Like I said, I've been to Cincinnati, and I think it's a very nice city.
All right. Well, anyways, Matt Harvey didn't even join the club until he's going to join him when they get to California.
Well, you know, he's too busy doing what he does.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody knows what he does, but it sure as hell ain't getting in bullpen sessions that are productive. He belongs. It's the best. That's the best thing the Mets have done in probably 6 years is send him to the island of Elba, the Elba of baseball,
that's
Cincinnati.
Right. That's, right.
That's the best thing they did. Here, you want to do what you want? Do it here, because you know what? In Cincinnati, the people aren't going to care what you do because they'll just ignore you. You won't be a news story like in New York that every time you picked your nose and flicked it against the wall, you were on TV. In Cincinnati, they won't even mention your name. And for a glory hound like Harvey, that's the worst thing that could happen to him, is just being totally ignored. And they will ignore him in Cincinnati.
All right. Where do you want to go in sports?
Not a lot going on.
I know.
The Yankees are hot as a pistol. You know, people are red. The only funny thing about the Yankees is 3 weeks ago, the same people that wanted to throw the entire lineup under the bus with the manager are carrying them in on a gold-plated chair today. The Yankees are playing out of their minds right now. It's not going to last till October.
No. But you know what? You know who agrees with you? I was watching him yesterday afternoon. Remember when you said the Yankees will run away with the division?
Mm-hmm.
Mad Dog. He says the Yankees should win that division by 10 games.
Well, I said it in February.
Yeah, well, so did he, I guess. He played a rig. He played a clip with a guy.
Okay,
that,
good.
That he was arguing
they should.
With. That he was arguing
and,
with.
And like I told you earlier in the season, even before the season starts, the Orioles are god-awful. They're 9-27. Tampa Bay, they're playing over their heads right now, and they're 4 games under .500. The Blue Jays and the Red Sox are not as good as you think. I watched some of this series. The Red Sox hitters are missing balls right down the middle of the plate. Right down the middle of the plate, and they're missing them. The Yankee pitching is making some big mistakes against the Red Sox and getting away with it because the Red Sox aren't that good. Like I told you in the beginning of the year before the season even started, the Yankees should absolutely win this division in a cakewalk, and they will.
Well, the Yankee pitching didn't. The Red Sox bats got to the Yankee pitching last night. They hit some mammoth home runs. Mammoth home runs.
Did they? Well, yeah. Tanaka, not off Tanaka.
Off the guys that came in after Tanaka. They had a couple of monster shots off those guys.
Tanaka didn't give up any home runs last night.
He gave up one run home run. That's all. You know, that's all. The other guys gave up 2-run blasts. I mean, mammoth blasts. You know, like an upper deck, a tripper up. You know, just mammoth blasts. That's what that. The Red Sox had a chance in that game 2 times to go up by 3 runs or more.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't do it.
I'm looking at the box score now and. The Red Sox had a lead, and they had their closer in, and he fell apart like a stick of butter in the heat.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I mean, the Yankees are playing good right now. We can't deny it, but there's a lot of things going their way. Every closer for every team they've played appears to have blown games. It's a combination of bad pitching and good hitting. So I'm watching the replay right now, the home run that Judge hit. That was a Kentucky meatball that he hit. It was waist high down the middle, and then he's showboating running around the bases. Man, baseball's changed because he'd be spitting teeth out today.
Yeah. Anyways, Yankees have timely hitting. That's what they've had lately. So.
Yeah, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not.
No, really, no, it's true, and it seems to be good at the times it has to be.
Well, so
that's yeah,
like
you know
I said. There was one time it had to be, and they got shut out 2 games in a row. So we'll see what happens this year.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, you can't tell. It's baseball.
Yes, it is.
All right, so there's nothing else to talk about in sports. Oh, yes, there is. The Players' Championship.
The who?
The Players' Championship starts today.
What is that, something new in North Korea again?
Come
the
on.
Players' Championship.
One of these days, I got to get somebody to tie you to a chair and sit and watch one round of golf.
I'll swallow my tongue.
That's right.
No chance.
What if I were to say, Mike, sit down and watch one round of golf, all right, 4 hours, and after that 4-hour round of golf, I'll take you out for a full steak dinner.
I can go to the track, make enough money in 1 hour where I can go get a steak dinner myself for a week.
Okay.
Why do I want to watch golf for?
That's okay.
It's the most, it's neck and neck between golf and car racing, the most boring thing in the world. Even tennis is more active than golf. Can't watch golf.
All right.
I'll make a deal with you. I'll go watch a golf tournament with you if I can, like, egg the players on while they're in the tee box. Come on, hit the ball. Let's go. Get it straight.
No.
Watch the tree.
No.
Will I be allowed to do that?
No. No.
Oh, well, then, nah.
All right. I'll check with you tomorrow.
We'll be here at Good Racing this weekend at Belmont.
Okay. So,
we got quite a few races to choose from.
All right.
And one more week to the second jewel of the Triple Crown. And, man, there's some fake news out there, but we'll speak about that tomorrow.
All right, Mike, we'll speak to you then.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Kozy with the Check on Sports this morning. back here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.